This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a text. Doesn't some of the blame for these malcontent wide receivers fall on the shoulders of the college coaches not grooming players to be men of character during their formidable years? I think you're looking at for formative years. I guess, like, if we're talking about the development of men, but the Steelers know about all these red flags in most of these instances before they take the player. So, okay, yes, you can argue that you want your college coaches not to just coach football, but to help these guys grow and develop as human beings and gain a level of maturity. Sure, fine. But the Steelers know what they're getting into before they take these guys. With Pickens, everyone knew it, and he was off of some teams' boards, even though, from a talent perspective, maybe the most talented wide receiver in the draft.
When a scout is or a GM or some anonymous source says they've been enabled their whole life, that implies they have knowledge of them prior to college. And guess what? When you say, does it fall on the college coach? Which one? Which of the four that they play for over their four-year career are you going to blame for their lack of development?
Right,
this ain't getting any better.
Hate the player or hate the game.
Mm-hmm. You know, the level of research and diligence you need to do on guys. I remember Kevin Colbert coming to speak into our team when we were in school and the files they had on players. And listen, you take calculated risks. The Steelers have made some repeated mistakes, but I am not declaring that they are flying by the seat of their pants and completely, you know, just disregarding information they're gathering. I know how much work goes into that. I've seen it. But they have gone to the well a couple different times with the same issues at play. And then there's been cases where it just didn't work. In the case of Claypool, guy just didn't love football, right? Just didn't want to be great. Didn't see that coming. You get to the next level. When you level up from high school to college, the stakes are different. When you go, Dorn, you know this not better than me. You go from college to pro, the stakes are different. Guys either rise to it or they crumble. That's going to happen, and it's going to continue to happen. History will repeat itself. When there are character flaws, as boldly stated as, like, been enabled their whole life, I'm not sure how you ignore that, regardless of how good a guy is.
And you can't undo that.
You can't, but, like, just being in New England and looking around and seeing some of the out-of-the-box, outgoing-type players that we did have on that team in 2011. I mean, you had Chad Ochocinco, you had Brandon Spikes, you had, obviously, Aaron Hernandez, I mean, even Gronk, I mean, myself. Like, there were some characters on that team, and I remember overhearing Belichick say, like, I will always take a risk of a guy that's talented. Like, if you have talent, like, I'll always take a chance on that, because the odds of you performing and helping me and this team and this franchise win is higher than you not. And if you don't, then we'll get you out of here.
Yeah, I mean, he benched Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. Yeah. And that's the difference between a Belichick and a Tomlin. He had the track record of success. Hey, you want to come in here and be a cog?
Well, I think a lot of coaches have that mentality, though. I feel like it's like, if you have the talent and you're a dog, but, like, there's some other issues, we'll take that talent and dog and figure out the issues later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you could go out there and you could put up 200 yards on 8 catches and 2 touchdowns, you're doing your job for us, so we'll figure out the other stuff.
Yeah, it's the crazy hot scale.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're willing to put up with a partner in life, a love partner, if they're hot and they're doing all kind of weird stuff. But if they look like me, you're just throwing me out of your house.
Unless you change your look and get glasses. And
that's right, or the lip injections.
But yes. I think, like, Doran, to your point, though, it's about the work. Like, guys like Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah,
okay,
true.
Like, eccentric, personality would have been fascinating had Instagram and TikTok been a thing with him. But when it you played with him. When it was about work and practice, just total
cut from the same cloth as like, AB. Was probably AB learned from
Andre
him.
Johnson.
Yes, same.
Right? Like his background can't be, I'm sure his record isn't, you know, you go back, he's probably he's had a rough life. But what he's made of himself is because of the work. And when a guy with the talent of George Pickens drops to the second round, and there are picks, he's in fights in college, and stuff that hurts your team, penalties, lack of commitment, discipline, being on time, like things like that. I mean, there's only so much of that you can deal with, man. I don't care. And there's two types of teams, right? Like, you know, the CEO and the judge, the jury, and the executioner was Bill Belichick in New England. The best Steeler teams over the last 25 years have been player-led teams. And that's not anything bad about Cowher or Tomlin. The best teams, in my opinion, are player-led teams. And I would say Tom Brady probably would have an argument for Bill Belichick, but you knew who you were answering to. So there's dictatorships, and then there's democracies, right? How do you operate? They haven't had the player-led component, so it's exposed some of Mike Tomlin's, maybe not warts, but some of his, where he's not as good.
Flaws, yeah.
And yeah, that's why the character risks can't happen for these Pittsburgh Steelers right now. And for most teams, it doesn't work. It ends up going up in a ball of flames. And they avoided the ball of flames.
Yeah, it's just, it creates a bad culture when a guy can show up late to a game and the head coach runs cover for him in the press conference and says, oh, I got a lot going on. Like, his teammates can't like that.
Mm-mm.
You have 52 guys on the roster. You got all the practice squad guys. You got all the coaches, the entire support staff. And this guy gets to show up late for a game because he's good at running fast and catching footballs. That doesn't sit well with anybody. Believe me. And Dora and I, we were talking about this off air. I'm not going to blow up anybody's sources or anything like that. His teammates did not like him. Maybe not all of them. You know, I'm sure he had friends on the team. Guys were sick and tired of having to make excuses for George, stick up for George, all that. Fact. And that's why he's gone.